This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A large plume of smoke is visible up and down the Front Range this afternoon as authorities order residents living near Storm Mountain to evacuate as fire crews work to contain a large wildfire burning west of Loveland. It's unclear what started the fire, which firefighters are calling the Alexander Mountain Fire, but the Larimer County Sheriff's Office says it's currently covering around 247 acres. The Sheriff's Office says citizens can text LCEVAC to 888-777 for updates. CPR News is following this breaking story and will provide updates throughout the afternoon. Head to CPR.org for the latest. Meanwhile, 90-degree weather will usher in the end of July. Parts of Colorado could see triple-digit heat again as well. Here's Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson.
A month out, August looks hot and dry. Not much of a monsoon coming up this year. Seasonal outlook into the fall and winter, we'll have to kind of see where those sea surface temperatures in the Pacific end up being, because that has a huge driver on our winter weather.
On the plus side, Nelson says the hot, dry weather has tempered the tornado season in Colorado for the last month and a half. The rise in COVID-19 cases is showing up in a variety of health indicators in Colorado. CPR health reporter John Daly.
135 people are now hospitalized with the virus. That's well below peaks of the pandemic, but the number has been rising for 6 weeks and is at the highest level since February. Most utilities report a steady increase in virus samples in wastewater. Doctors advise getting a COVID-19 vaccine if you haven't already. Updated COVID-19 shots will be available from Moderna, Novavax, and Pfizer later this year. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A multi-vehicle crash on Interstate 25 left one dead and six other people injured yesterday. Colorado State Patrol says the crash near Larkspur likely involved six vehicles. This is CPR News and KRCC.